U.S. government wants to obtain DNA samples from bin Laden family members. It hopes their genetic material might help determine whether Osama bin Laden is dead. The question is whether he was killed in a missile attack in Afghanistan early this month. Human remains found afterwards could contain the answer. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the Pentagon.
Though they're not optimistic they've killed bin Laden, this appears to be the first time U.S. officials are trying to check with DNA. 3 weeks ago, an unmanned American aircraft fired a missile at several Afghans in the eastern part of the country. One of the men was tall. And according to U.S. officials who'd kept him under video surveillance, the man was shown deference by those around him. Survivors of the attack claimed that the U.S. killed the wrong people, blasting Afghan villagers, one of whom happened to be a little on the tall side. But the U.S. military insists that the evidence suggested something more. They moved in on the site of the missile strike and collected biological samples for DNA analysis. The human remains are in a U.S. military lab outside Washington. The director of that lab said last night that his staff is analyzing that material and also waiting to see if the U.S. is able to gather further evidence. One U.S. official says the government wants to check those remains against a DNA sample from bin Laden's family, if it can find one. Bin Laden's father is dead. The father has many sons by many wives, but a spokesman for those sons says nobody has approached them asking for DNA samples. Experts in DNA collection say the U.S. would likely go first to bin Laden's mother. His mother is believed to be living in Saudi Arabia. The mother's genetic material is sometimes more useful when trying to identify a body that's badly decomposed or badly burned. It is not clear how the Saudi government or bin Laden's family have responded to the requests, but a U.S. official insists that the government has been trying to obtain the DNA sample for some time. As he waits on that sample, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan says he has no illusions that bin Laden may be dead. General Tommy Frank spoke to reporters on Monday.
Until I see evidence that he is not alive, then we'll continue to make the assumption that he is alive, because that continues to focus our intelligence activity. And so that's what we'll continue to do.
In Afghanistan, the U.S. is training hundreds of local gunmen who say they've been hired to hunt for bin Laden or other al-Qaeda leaders. They will search the border with Pakistan, an area where the U.S. believes local forces would have more success than Americans. The Afghans told an NPR reporter in Afghanistan this week that U.S. Special Operations soldiers organized two groups of fighters. Each contained 500 gunmen. The Afghans say the United States is paying them $200 each and offering them some rudimentary training. U.S. officials suspect that bin Laden is still somewhere in Afghanistan, and they say that's one reason they're hoping to gather that DNA from his family. Wherever bin Laden might finally turn up, the U.S. will be seeking conclusive evidence of his fate. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Pentagon.